I think it's very reasonable. We don't know what the demand is going to be. It would be good to be able to manage that dynamically. And if the commission is working with the growers and with the patients, we can match demand to supply.
There is some concern that marijuana would be too available. And I had one lawmaker tell me this might lead, it's a step towards legalization for recreational use because there would be so much marijuana available purportedly for medical use, but that others could get it. Your response to that?
Absolutely not. The reason why I took this position as chair of the commission was because I'm very conservative with regard to marijuana. I believe it strongly that it should be available for patients only to meet their medical needs. The last thing, as chair of the commission and speaking on behalf of the majority of commissioners, we would want to see is an abundance of marijuana and the possibility that it could be diverted elsewhere.
If this or any, either this bill or the House bill passes both chambers and signed by the governor, how quickly could this system be in place?
I'm optimistic that within 12 months we could have the system up and running.
So this, roughly this October, you know, sometime in 2015, it would then be available. You'd find the growers; it would be readily available to patients.
I believe the Senate bill with the Senate amendments makes the law a lot easier to implement than it was previously.
Have you conveyed your thoughts to the governor and to other delegates? I mean, have you, this is the second time I've seen you here in the State House complex, so I assume you're doing some lobbying.
I've spoken to a lot of delegates and a lot of senators. We've spoken to the Speaker of the House, a lot of committee chairs. I have had a very brief conversation with the governor.